Today I'm speaking with Sean McClure, a soapstone sculpture artist, as well as a tattoo artist, and as well as a father.
Hi, I started carving probably about 20 years ago. I started carving wood chips, like wood bark, and I was on the fire line, and I just whittled stuff. Yeah, I just played around with it, and I kind of thought about it, where wood would dry up, and then it wouldn't last forever. So then I moved on to the soapstone.
So you've been carving for almost 20 years.
Yeah, maybe a little longer.
What keeps you inspired?
I take breaks once in a while. I do like different arts. I do like tattoos and other stuff. And I tried a little bit of airbrush painting.
Yeah.
And if I get bored of one thing, I'll go to the next, back and forth.
Tell me about that. Like, you have a unique perspective as an artist from Fort Mackay. So tell me more about that and how your soapstone creations are quite unique.
Yeah.
And I think your style is very unique. And tell me about what influences that style and your projects.
Well, I thought about shipping wises to make the piece lighter. So then I hollowed it out and it almost turned out like a wine glass, I guess. Yeah. So it was lighter, but it was more fragile.
Tell me more about yourself as a person and as an individual. So what inspires you to keep going and keep doing what you do?
Okay. I love my kids. I had addiction problems with drinking and drugs. And I quit that about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And I've just been doing art ever since. Doing more art, I guess. Just trying to go back to my roots, I guess. And I like to give more. And I'm a Dene and half Irish. I lived in Mackay most of my life. I lived in Edmonton for a few years and came back. And
well, because you also work not only as an artist, but you have worked for various different companies and organizations.
Like I did some heavy equipment operating, did that for about 5-6 years. I got a little bit of firefighting, did a first year apprentice in welding.
So these skills really like equipped you with, you know, your current artistic talents too.
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about what inspires you to create the design? So like when you look at a piece of wood or a piece of stone, how do you create these pieces, these beautiful pieces?
Well, I'd cut it so it stood up, and then I would kind of look at it a couple different angles, and the rock would just it would just say it, like it almost looks like it already. You just got to give it a couple cuts, and then you just dig deep into it. And you just keep going, and you keep seeing other stuff into it, and you just keep carving.
And eventually it sort of creates itself.
Pretty much, yeah.
into a bear, or in this case, an eagle. So, yeah, with this, you know, equipped with these skills and with soapstone, do you see anything further, or do you have aspirations to take this?
I like to build bigger pieces, so then I need more funds or something. I got a grant already for $18,000, so I bought some soapstone out of that and some more tools and stuff like that. So I'm gonna plug away in the winter, all through the winter. I like to do like a show somewhere.
Yeah, that would be amazing. How big of a piece could you accomplish with soapstone?
Big as they come, I guess. Probably do like a wall. I wouldn't even mind to go try that. What's that? That big face there? The kicking horse or something like that? Like he's got that big face there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind to even like help out some of that or something, just to be part of something pretty big.
Yeah, so you're looking to do some collaborative projects?
Yeah.
With several different artists?
Different artists, learn some new techniques and stuff like that. And get into some different kinds of rocks and more harder rocks and stuff like that too, right?
Mm-hmm. I also see you in the community quite often offering up a little bit of, you know, some education and some great opportunities for skills development.
I like to teach and plant a seed in some of the kids and stuff like that. And, you know, it's like how soft the rock is, how easy it is to carve. Just introduce how easy it is.
Yeah. So you kind of want to build maybe like a group of
artists.
Soapies. It's kind of fun.
It is. All the kids, they usually like... I have like cutouts and then I'll just have raw pieces. Most of the kids pick raw pieces and stuff like that. And they'll just carve away. Like, you don't even have to tell them or anything. They'll just go to town on it and they'll get lost in it. And some of them come back again. And
to get back to sort of your inspiration, sometimes it's challenging. Talk to me about those challenges in finding projects and responding to sort of, you know, opportunities. And do you find it challenging that at the out front you are required to provide a concept drawing, where it's more like
the
project speaks to you in a way?
Yeah. Well, there'll be art calls and stuff, and it's hard to get because I don't know how to write them and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you have supports.
I do have support with the art councils and that. They help me out a lot and help me find stuff.
Art is therapy in a way.
Art is definitely therapy for me. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it keeps me busy and keeps me out of trouble. Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
I love tattooing. I love carving. Mm-hmm. I could do it all day long, mm-hmm. but I got kids and stuff like that too. So
right. That's
so I got to make some money for them and pay the bills. And
of course, those fatherly responsibilities can always...
Single dad, too, so... My mom helps out a lot, too.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Tell me about your mom and your dad a little bit.
She's getting old, and she works Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
So she likes to keep busy. Goes around to the community and visits and whatnots and helps out.
Is there anything else that you feel like you'd like to include or share with maybe somebody who can't see your artwork? What does that look like, or how would you sort of describe your artwork if they can't see it?
My piece is like a bear, but then it'd be like a skeleton when it's finished, and it'd be like fragile as a wine glass.
Ah.
It's like bringing heaven to earth.
What is the nature of soapstone?
Soapstone comes in like different colors. They got different quarries all around the world. Mine comes from Brazil. Can't really find a quarry around here.
Right.
So, and then like when I carve out my pieces, it's almost like a block of cheese that has holes in it, maybe.
I could see that. Is there anything more that we can talk about when it comes to, like, maybe your fundamentals, like your core beliefs or, like, you as a person?
I'm all changed up on beliefs.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe in Jesus and all that stuff. I believe consciousness. I'm really spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't believe any of the health systems.
Right. You have a connection to...
Like, all the food is, like, poison.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy. Like,
mm-hmm.
like my mom had, like, psoriasis.
Yeah.
And, like, all they did was give, like, creams and stuff. They only fix symptoms, and they don't fix the actual problem.
Yeah. Do you hunt? Do you go hunting or that kind of thing?
I do go trapping once in a while. I'm actually gonna go try to build a cabin where my grandpa's cabin is on his old trap line. So I got a quad coming in next week, and I like to go hang out there for more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to love the outdoors a lot, and kind of got caught up in family life and life just hits you all kinds of ways, and just never give up, you know, and just keep going.
Thank you, Sean, for sharing your inspiration with us and your artwork with us and your talents with us. We're very, very excited and honored to have your piece included as part of the artworks as people enter and exit the Jubilee building.
Well, thank you for picking me and choosing my art, and I hope it says a million words that I can't.